Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is with Joe McAdam. Episodes with Joe are very fun, and we talk about stuff. Moving on, this Friday, March 1st, 2019, I'll be recording You, Me, Them, Everybody live at the Wonderland Ballroom in Washington, D.C., so please come out to that. That's at our regular time at 7:30. We run until about 9:30 at night, and then we're recording another 11-hour marathon on Saturday, March 2nd, at Full Service Radio. So I'll be sharing links for that. Listen live. It's not a thing you can attend. Just listen. It's a thing to listen to. If you listen to it later, awesome. I appreciate it. Without further ado, here's a little chat with Joe McAdam.
Yeah, let's get into shoes. I'm a big shoes boy. I love them. I wear them every day.
What are the sneaks on your feet right now?
Right now, I am wearing closed-toed woven leather sandals.
What? Why are you wearing those?
They make me feel. They make me feel really great.
Are you JKing?
No, they're my favorite pair of house shoes. I'm at my house. I'm wearing them.
What? How many pairs of house shoes do you have?
400. I work for, my day job is working for a shoe company. So I have tons of shoes. I have an insane amount of shoes for what you would expect a man like me to have.
Seriously though, give me a number of how many shoes you own.
Pairs or shoes?
Pairs.
Okay.
Hold on. Do you have any like rogue just left feet or just right feet?
I don't know if I need to get into this. I don't see why that's relevant. Wait, listen, I'm going to count my shoes, all right? I'm looking at them right now. I got brown dress shoes, black dress shoes. I've got my gym shoes. I've got a pair of flip-flops. I got a pair of my closed-toed house shoe sandals. I've got another pair of, like, wool waterproof sneakers. I've got another just pair of, like, kind of New Balance-y looking sneakers. I got some canvas, like, low-top things. I got, like, leather high-tops. I got my leather low-tops. And then I got kind of like a desert boot kind of thing. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got, like, maybe 10 pairs of shoes right now.
That's not that
That's
many.
A lot. That's crazy for me. I should have, I would imagine, 3. You get the dress shoes, you get the casual shoes, and you get your gym shoes.
Okay, the fact that you still call them gym shoes is great.
What do you call them?
Sneakers.
Yeah, okay. I only wear these shoes to go to the gym. That's all. I never put them on for anything else.
What are they? What kind of shoes?
They're like just an old whatever Nike pair of Nikes.
Okay. Old Nikes. I read that.
Yeah, they're like probably a five-year-old pair of Nikes that don't have, they're not worn out because I only wear them to the gym.
So those are your literal gym shoes.
Exactly, 100%. They look like shit. They look like they're not stylish. They're not cool. They're called Nike. The tongue says Nike Revolution.
Cool.
They're the lamest. They're black and red. They're terrible.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about shoes because you're clearly a shoe expert. Let's actually go back to the house shoes. They're leather house shoes.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of them or something. They're so corny looking, and I love them. They're like woven leather sandals.
What?
And it makes me feel like I'm some kind of like South American, some kind of like I'm just like the most casual man in linen shirts and pants. It feels great. I love it.
Do you own any linen pants?
No, but that's on the list. That's on the to-do. I would imagine just like maybe a cream.
Oh, of course. It's a good color on you.
Like a nice light cream. Yeah.
Linen pants.
Are you putting that on my list for my birthday?
Yes.
Get me some cream linen pants.
What size are you?
I think I'm probably a 32 waist, 30 length pants. I'm a short guy.
All right. I'll do some shopping after this. what would your ideal top be if you got some nice cream linen pants? And I'm assuming you're still going to wear, I'm assuming these are brown leather.
Yeah, they're like a brown, dark tan, whatever.
Got it. What color? Yeah. What kind of shirt would you have on the top?
There's maybe a couple options. I like the like a Western style snap with short sleeves, done down to my above the belly button.
Of course. Now, clearly, long sleeve shirt, rolled up sleeves.
Yeah, I'm not having my sleeves down to my wrists, and no.
You think that would be a good look with your cream linen pants?
I think you're asking the wrong questions. Look is irrelevant.
This is
Do
about
I
comfort?
Feel confident? Do I feel confident in this?
You'd feel confident in that.
Yeah, I think that look puts other people off their game, giving
right.
me the upper hand.
I think you're right. I think we got to make this look happen.
It's your head games. This is what's going on.
Did you ever shop at Alpacas?
No, I don't. I've never been there.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it like that Western store in Chicago?
That is that Western store in Chicago. On Chicago
with
Avenue.
With the big horse out front?
Yeah, they have the giant boot, and then across the street they have the cowboy riding the horse.
Yeah, I never went in there, actually, as crazy as that sounds.
I
should have. It sounds like it'd be perfect.
At one point, I think I had like a half dozen Western shirts from there.
Yeah, that's a good look. I like a Western shirt. I like a snap. I like a pearl snap shirt.
We can make that happen.
That and like an old kind of wool blazer is a cool look too. I like
so
that.
On top of the Western shirt?
Yeah.
So from head to toe, do you have a hat in this outfit scenario that we're running? Are you wearing a hat?
Yeah, I'm probably wearing like a baseball cap, mesh back, snapback hat.
Royals hat, just any hat.
It could be anything, but I do have exactly that in a Royals hat.
All right, so we're going to go Kansas City, blue Kansas City Royals hat.
Yeah.
A wool jacket, a sport coat. What color?
Probably like a gray or navy.
Gray or navy. And then underneath that, a pearl snaps Western shirt. Long sleeve, but the sleeves are rolled up.
Or short sleeve. It could be either.
Or short. Well, here's why I'm saying that. You don't find nearly as many snapped pearl shirts with short sleeves.
I own one, and you're right. It is a hard thing to find.
They exist. They're just not as plentiful. We have not established what color this is.
So if we're assembling like an outfit that I already have and will wear on occasion, it would be a baby blue short sleeve pearl snap Western shirt.
Okay.
With a darker, almost navy or grayish looking wool sport coat, and then it'll usually be the pants will be, I usually stick with like a black jeans. That's the go to everyday day to day black jeans.
I only I think four pair of the exact same black jeans.
Yep, same here. I don't do a lot of deviation from that.
But for this special occasion, you're gonna be in cream linen pants.
Yes, and I think that destroys the whole look, but I'm going with it.
And clearly you will be wearing your brown leather sandals / closed-toe sandals.
Yeah, they're great.
I'm assuming no sock.
Yeah, of course not. This
okay.
is...
Okay,
yeah.
Same page. Now...
Zero socks.
What does your wife think of these closed-toe leather sandals?
She purchased them for me.
Oh, really?
They were a gift. Oh, yeah.
That is a curveball.
Because she knows my spirit. She knows who I am and how comfortable I like to be. And she bought them for me and she loves them.
Is it possible that you're too comfortable?
Please.
Maybe.
What kind of talk is that? What is that?
I would love for you to judge a fashion show.
On comfort?
On comfort, and you just give horrible marks. Because
purely
no
on comfort.
One is comfortable.
That's, yeah, like what is, you got a fucking thing, like a whole thing on your head, like a hat that, I don't know, I've never seen a real fashion show. I've seen
you
Zoolander,
got a
that's
whole
what I'm
thing on your head, you know, like a hat.
I feel like the go-to like thing that you would, if you were to do like a parody of a fashion show, would be like, "Oh, there's like a goddamn thing on your head."
You're not wrong. That is what happens at fashion shows.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know the world of fashion, but I have seen Zoolander and Zoolander 2.
How was Zoolander 2?
It's unbelievably bad. It's
so
crazy bad. It's nuts.
Does it cross over into brilliant?
No.
Okay.
It's just like it's disturbing. There's a character that is just Fred Armisen's head on a child's body that is upsetting looking. It's the weirdest movie. I don't get it. I don't know why they did it. It's bizarre.
That sounds great.
Don't see Zoolander 2. I guess it was at least ambitious.
All right, cool. I didn't think we'd be going down this shoe route. I'm very glad that we did. I thought we were going to go in the more classic sneakers direction, but this is wonderful.
We can talk sneakers too. We can talk. You got some Jordans? What are you wearing?
I am currently wearing a pair of Chelsea boots, which so they're like the black boots that zipper on the side.
They comfy?
Not really, they're fine. They're the shoes I wear when I have to be at work, but they're the shoes I wear when I have to be at work, and I'm not wearing gym shoes.
All right.
You know,
Yeah,
to
you
go
say
to the
gym shoes.
machine.
How many pairs of shoes do you have?
More than you. Way more than you.
What are you, some kind of shoe pervert?
I am a shoe pervert. I'm a huge shoe pervert. I got a size 14 foot, so I always have to buy my shoes at the outlet stores.
Right. So you gotta
So,
do you go in bulk?
yeah, I go buy 10 at a time, you know.
Yeah.
But I have to buy mine at the outlet stores because like they usually stop at 13. So I usually buy a pair whenever I see a pair that I like, which is pretty rare. And I got a pair of red Jordans or some, they're not Jordans, like whatever. A red pair of Jumpmans that are some of the ugliest shoes I've ever seen, and I loved them because no one else liked them.
Well, that's because you got a little, you got a little contrarian streak in you.
Yeah, so what made me think of that is there's a guy here, and there's a guy at the co-working space where I'm at, and I think he's like 20, right? Maybe 18, but like pretty young. And he's wearing Jordans. And so Jordan was alive when he played, but he was like three and he was on the Wizards. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
would you wear a pair of shoes for an athlete that you were either too young to remember or never saw play?
I think I would do that now as an older adult.
Okay,
I
so we're both in
probably
our
wouldn't have
mid-30s.
thought about that. Yeah.
Who is an athlete whose shoes you would wear?
Okay, that's a hard one because they didn't really do that before. There wasn't like branded, signature sneakers
Well,
prior to
hold on.
that.
Hold on. That's not entirely true. There were very, very few. So Walter Payton had his ruse, the shoe with his like the pocket on the side.
Okay, that's pretty tight.
And they were like the only thing you could fit in there was a condom. It was meant to keep a condom in your shoe. And
Or
then
a tea bag.
or a tea bag. Well, clearly, never mind. And then kind of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird had Converse like, but they weren't called the Magic Johnson or the Larry Birds. They were just like color coordinated to the Celtics and the Lakers, and they were in the commercial. They were in the print ads. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's about, and I think OJ had a pair of shoes.
Ooh.
But now, like, I legit would wear, like, I remember when I was a kid, I had Shaq pumps. Remember those?
Yeah, I remember
I
that.
would like happily, if there was a pair in my size, I would get those. I really want a pair that Nike just reissued of Dennis Rodman's Indestructs because they're horribly ugly. Like, but I remember Dennis Rodman playing as a Chicago Bull.
Yeah, so that's the difference, is that those would be like a nostalgic purchase instead of a blind, I never saw this athlete live purchase. So that's a different thing. So I don't know, like if there were shoes made by people that were, before my time, like I don't know about the Walter Paytons, but I might get a pair of Walter Paytons, I guess.
Is there
I
any
so I so maybe. It depends what they look like.
athlete whose shoe you wish you had?
No, I don't. I never think about that.
Is there any pair of leather sandals you wish you had?
Yeah, no, like get they should do like some athletes, casual model. That'd be nice. I would love that. Just like an athlete that you're just like, okay, forgot about you. The I don't know, man. Like, get a comfortable sandal from an offensive lineman, you know? Like, hey, I weigh a lot. I put a lot of stress on my feet. Get the Dan Saliamua comfortable leather sandal. That's what I want.
Didn't George Brett, is it fair to say George Brett's the most popular Royal of all time?
I think it's starting to be contended by Salvador Perez, but he's historically, yes.
Okay, so
the most popular.
And didn't George Brett not get married until after he was done playing baseball?
I don't really know when he got married. But that sounds about right, because I know he was a single dude.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. I would love a pair of George Brett after hours like leather pumps.
Oh, dude, yeah, with a little tasteful buckle on it,
yes.
But no laces. Yeah.
Yes.
I would wear that for sure. For sure.
So I think we know what George Brett's future career is. Yes, and by the way, he married Leslie Davenport in 1991.
Okay, so he was at the very end of the career.
Yeah, they are still together. Good for George Brett.
Good for George Brett. Have I mentioned on this on your show that I sat on my balls in front of George Brett one time?
No, you haven't. I think that's a great way to end the show. Please expound.
I was at a Chiefs game, a preseason Chiefs game, and every once in a while you just get like that hookup with the box seats and the club, whatever. And so I was with my family, and we were kind of sitting. The next box over was George Brett's box, and I sat near the corner and was like kind of like sitting, trying to sit next to him, you know, just like, oh, there's George Brett. And then I sat on my balls, and then it hurt so bad I had to like excuse myself. It was just like a total like what happened. I don't know. I was maybe nervous, and something moved around weird, and so I don't. It's not like he was like, well, "Hey, are you okay there, champ?" But it was right next to him, and I sat down, and then I was like, "I got to get out of here right now."
So, how old were you?
Late teens, early 20s, maybe ish. There in that range.
When you're like 60, 70, 80.
Yeah, or if you got big long balls. Yeah, no, it's supposed to happen to Mr. Belvedere. It's supposed to happen to a young man.
Well, I'm going to tell you the name of George Brett's three children, and then we could say goodnight.
All right.
I'm going to read this from Post Baseball Activities from the George Brett Wikipedia, if that's okay with you.
Please.
In 1992, Brett married the former Leslie Davenport, and they reside in Kansas City suburb of Mission Hills, Kansas. The couple has three children. Jackson, named after George's father. Dylan, named after Bob Dylan. And Robin, named after fellow Hall of Famer Robin Yount of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, man. I was at the ceremony where George and Robin were inducted together.
Why?
Because that's what you do when you're from Kansas City. You go to see the Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony of the only person being inducted as a Royal in history.
That is he really?
You gotta go. Yeah, there's nobody else that's been that, you know, where they make the plaque where they got the Kansas City hat on. That's it. He's the only dude.
That's depressing.
It is. It's
oh
incredibly depressing. Yeah. Wow. So we had to go. I went with my family. We were all there.
Your whole family went?
Well, me and my parents. I went with my folks.
Holy shit. Why?
My dad really likes baseball.
That's nice.
Yeah.
By the way,
we've been to the Hall of Fame like a bunch. It's a little, you know, it's baseball. It's dry, but it's fun.
I want to make it clear that I know that I said George Brett married in 1991 because that's what Google said, but his Wikipedia page says 1992. I want to make that clear.
I feel like we're maybe sniffing out a conspiracy.